Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Wednesday, the third week of Easter, and Father reflect on today's first reading from the book of Acts. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. Father.
Okay. Today's first reading has a subtle point, but a very strong point nonetheless, about how God, makes good out of evil, and especially with a persecution. And it's interesting how God's divine providence works sometimes, if not many times, through some kind of permissive evil. And that first line in Acts chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And then it goes on to say that many later were healed from unclean spirits, and people were cured. So what do we see here? We see that, the disciples of Christ were told to go out to all nations and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And one of the problems, they kind of missed that email and stayed in Jerusalem and really did not spread the faith. And I think sometimes this is also a reflection of a modern church today, is that many Catholics kind of stay safe in a little places and refuse to evangelize where it's necessary, namely in their work and also in their living situations, their public schools, whatever it might be. That's where the gospel needs to happen. But nonetheless, we see here that our Lord permits this evil in order for them to spread out. And so what happens is they got persecuted, and all of a sudden they did exactly what God wanted them to do in the first place. They went out to different places, and they started spreading the gospel. And it really struck me when I was reading that. I was like, wow, how many times we look at difficulties as sort of, oh wow, God's messing up the devil's messing up the plan, this isn't working out. But then we see here, after the martyrdom of Stephen, that this actually helped God's plan happen. And Saint John Chrysostom says the Christians, even in the midst of misfortune, kept up their preaching instead of neglecting it. And so these early Christians make good out of evil. And so we need fortitude in difficult circumstances, because what we see in this first reading is God's probably using the difficulty to help someone else outside of our particular situation to get to know Christ. And the greater the darkness, the greater the need for light. We must struggle against the current, relying on a life of personal prayer, strengthened by the presence of Jesus Christ, and know that sometimes contradictions purify our intentions and also allow God's work to be done more purely. And so we have to realize that sometimes, whether a contradiction or a persecution or a tribulation or whatever it might be, many times is not a bad thing supernaturally. It's actually allowing God's will to shine forth. So today, we have to realize that that God permits difficulties sometimes to spread the gospels. And so here, once again, we see the resurrection defeat what was seemingly a very terrible evil that was trying to destroy Catholicism, actually made it more powerful. And I think the more that the evil one attacks our church, in some ways, ultimately, the church is going to become more strong if we endure the difficulties and persevere with God's grace to allow his power to shine forth. Now, where do we get that power and that It's in the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle. And we have been going through John chapter 6, but I quote a meditation, which I stole today totally from Francis Fernandez. I give him credit for this. He says, the greater the darkness, the greater need for light. We must struggle against the current, relying on a life of personal prayer. But then he goes on and said, our interior struggle to reject bourgeois values has to be more purposeful. One of the greatest fruits we must draw from difficulties, whatever they are, is the need to be more aware of our Lord and to be more generous in prayer and sacrifice. Wow. So what we see in that first reading is these people got persecuted, run out of their house, lost their jobs. And what do? They double down on prayer and they spread the gospel and they win. So something to think about. Allow difficulties not to crush you, but make God's grace abound all the more powerfully. Peace.